Okay, Carmela, I'm going to talk to Alexa here, but I kind of think that she's mad at me.
Really?
Yeah. Listen. Okay. Alexa, what's on my shopping list?
You have 3 items on your shopping list. Go f*** yourself. Conworld Syrup Dispenser. 6.8 ounce diluted honey dispenser, no drip withstand. Wow. Glass maple syrup dispenser bottle. Suitable for maple syrup and olive oil, other diluted liquids. And go f*** yourself.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
She might be mad at you. But one thing I appreciate is that she doesn't swear. She's kind of like a little like me.
God.
Wow.
Maybe, I guess so.
Maybe I was meant to be an Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the Wine Pair Podcast. I'm Joe, your sommelier of reasonably priced wine, and this is my wife and my wine pairing partner in crime, Alexa. No, Carmela. I'm just kidding. And we are the Wine Pair.
Hi there.
Okay, Carmela.
Wow.
This, sorry, I don't know that one.
Jesus, she's just gonna do this the whole time.
She's like, she just said she doesn't know that one.
I know.
She doesn't know you.
I know.
How can she be your wife?
I don't know. But Carmela, we're trying a couple of new things this time, and I think it's gonna just go off the rails from the beginning.
Oh boy.
But we're gonna try something new in the podcast. We're gonna try. Are you feeling a little whiplashed by all the new stuff that we're trying?
I just don't even know what to think anymore.
I know.
I just show up.
I just show up,
and now we have a robot with us.
I know, and it's going to be really weird.
Oh,
okay,
man.
So this, we're starting a new type of series where we're going to try several varieties of wine made by the same vintner or producer or brand or label or whatever. And, you know, we've done a little bit of that with Costco, Kirkland Wines.
Right.
And you find at the grocery store several times there are brands that you just see over and over again,
mm-hmm.
like Bogle, which we love,
mm-hmm.
and not, and Barefoot, which we love, not, and like Bread and Butter Wines, and Coppola Wines, and Mondavi Wines, and Josh Wines, and Chateau Ste. Michelle Wines.
You're just going to get people mad at us.
No, this is not about mad, this is about us. We thought, you know, I guess it would be fun to see if we chose a series of wines by the same producer or same vintner and we judge them, we could help listeners understand if these are good wines or not so good wines, or if it's something that they can trust, like kind of like a shorthand.
True, but again, it's just a matter of opinion sometimes too. So we're just giving our opinion.
Yeah, and it's okay if you disagree with us. You may love the brand and really trust that brand, which is great. That's part of the whole thing. There is, you know, it's a shortcut, and you may not.
Right.
It's okay. It's not, it's about, we will, you can base how you feel about wine off of us. And that may mean you agree with us, and it may mean you disagree with us.
Right.
And that is just fine. And, you know, I think what will be interesting about this is even, sometimes even with varietals that I don't love, you know, that I don't love what?
Chardonnay.
And
Cabernet.
And?
Merlot.
Yeah, so sometimes, there are...
Does Alexa know that about you?
I don't know, but don't ask her because I'm afraid of it.
I don't want to say her name.
I know.
She's a really, you know, interesting guest
I know, it's a little nerve-wracking. But anyway, what I was going to say is there are, like Chateau Ste. Michelle, they make wines in those varietals, like a Cabernet or a Merlot or something, and I actually don't mind them. Because however that brand works is they make them kind of mellow and they make them kind of easy drinking, and so I'm okay with it. And so again, out of this series, you may find that there's a brand of wine or a vintner of wine that you kind of trust.
True.
You kind of feel like you can go
the
to
Kirkland.
Them. Yeah. I mean, we kind of trust them. We kind of know most of the time we're going to get a decent wine. Okay. So last week, and so where did this come from and what are we doing this week? Last week, we went on a date. Where did we go on our date?
Costco.
No, we didn't go. Come on. That's how memorable our date. You're just like on autopilot. You don't even know what's going on.
You know what's funny?
What?
I went to Costco by myself.
Oh, you did.
Last week.
That was not very nice.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. But maybe you went on a date with somebody else
to Costco.
You said you went by yourself, but maybe you didn't go by yourself.
Funny thing is when I was on the way there, I called
my mom,
and she said, "You're going by yourself?" And I said, "Yeah." And she says, "That's great. Now you can go wherever you want to go, whenever you want to go." Because we do have that problem of when I leave you at Costco, you get really sad.
True.
So
we
went on a date.
Can we get back on our date? And where did we go last week?
We went to Amazon Go.
Fresh.
Fresh.
Amazon Fresh.
What's Amazon Go?
It's a small version. Oh, Amazon Go is like the 7-Eleven, and Amazon Fresh is like a regular grocery store.
Okay, so we went to Amazon Fresh.
Yeah, and if you've never been to an Amazon Fresh, it's kind of weird. What did you think, Carmela? It's kind of weird.
Do you feel like you're in another universe or something? It just seems odd. You go in, there's just, somebody's actually greeting you there, which is a little unusual. But I don't know. I just,
what do you do at an Amazon Fresh?
Well, the funny thing is you shop. You just, shop like you might anywhere else.
This is really not going anywhere.
Okay. However, when you take things off the shelf and you put them in your bag, then
you can put them right in your bag.
Right. You put them in your bag. So they don't care about that. And it's keeping track on the app of what you're taking. So it's kind of funny. You want to take it off and put it back on and take it off. Yeah. Like a little kid.
And they know. And then you just leave. And there's a super funny Saturday Night Live skit that came out just a little bit ago on this that you guys have to watch. I'll have a link on it in our show notes. But at Amazon Fresh, there's a brand of wines that Amazon has. It's just their own. It's called Cursive. Mm-hmm. So this episode, I should say, we're going to look at a few Cursive wines. We have a Sauvignon Blanc, a Pinot Noir, and a Red Blend. And I thought, since we were at Amazon Fresh, I could have... They had wines from other vintners that have like a series, but I thought Amazon Fresh is the only place you can get Cursive. So let's just try the Cursive wine, see what we think, and then we'll do in future episodes, we'll do some of these other brands as well.
How long has Amazon been doing this?
That's a great
type
question. I think they started, from what I've learned from the interwebs, is they started not too long ago, like 2020. With the launch of Amazon Fresh. So it's pretty recent, and Amazon Fresh is pretty recent. And so this will be really interesting. There's not a ton of Amazon Fresh stores yet.
No.
But there will be. And maybe they'll start carrying some of these wines in Whole Foods. They don't carry them right now in Whole Foods, but maybe they will at some point. And just as a quick reminder, each week on our podcast, we taste and review three reasonably priced wines. That means under $20 that should be pretty easy to find, and we hope we help you find some gems and not crap at your local grocery store or wine shop or whatever. And we release an episode every Sunday. And if you like it, give us a rating, a review, and if you listen regularly, subscribe. And there you go. There's my shameless plug for the day.
Okay.
Should we move on?
Yes.
Okay. So before we get into the specific wines for this podcast, we thought we'd make our customary left turn. Mm-hmm. And because we're talking about Amazon and Amazon Fresh, and we've already talked a little bit to Alexa, every time we do that, she lights up and I get super nervous that she's going to say something.
She is like a little kid.
She is a little bit like a little kid. Yes, I agree.
You got to be careful not to give her too much attention.
I agree.
Oh, there she goes.
She got mad. She was like,
she got confused. Yeah.
So this
pouty.
Could be,
she's a little pouty.
She's pouty. This could be a total bomb, but we will interview her in a minute. But first, I want to ask you a few questions about Alexa.
Oh, man.
Okay. Are you ready?
You woke
her up. She's so there are a lot of smart.
I'm ready when you are.
Oh.
Good job.
She's just going to start talking. Yeah. We know it. Okay.
Maybe you should say A from now on.
Well, okay. I'll do that for a little bit and just see how that. But it's kind of funny if she just kind of chimes in.
Okay.
Okay. Carmela, we're going to talk about your relationship with A.
Okay.
Do you use A, and how do you use her most often?
I don't use her a lot. Like this whole shopping list, I didn't create the shopping list. I don't use her for that. I like to see her light up when a package arrives.
Mm-hmm.
I use her for music.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
And how do you feel in general about voice-activated assistants?
Well, because I don't utilize it probably enough, I don't find it necessary.
So if you didn't have it, you wouldn't be like, oh, it's a nightmare.
I don't. It doesn't come to me to think, oh, I'm going to ask A about this question. I know some people use it a lot. I don't do that. Yeah. But
next question. Do you trust it? Do you think it's spying
on
you?
I'm not worried about all that.
Okay, you're not.
No, I feel like us ladies got to stick together anyway. So
you don't worry. You don't worry that Alexa is spying on you.
No, I know. Okay. And if she is, she's spying on everybody else. I'm not worried.
Okay.
Are you?
No, but do you think she's recording your conversations?
Yes,
and you know what's funny? Don't you think it's funny we call it a she? I mean, it's a computer. Come on.
Right.
But it has a female voice, but we call her a she.
Right. And she's got her name is typically a female name. Yeah. So,
but do you think she's recording stuff and sending it somewhere?
I don't know if she's sending it anywhere, but she recalls conversation, whether it's coming from something you've searched on a device and she's able to recall it through that. She's retaining information somewhere.
You think so, huh?
Yeah, don't you?
But and that doesn't make you suspicious?
Nah.
Really?
No. I mean, what are you going to do?
What do you think the worst thing Alexa's ever heard you say or speak about?
I have nothing to hide.
Really? So no. Like if I asked Alexa about like what does Carmela say about me, what would she say?
Let's find out.
Alexa, what does Carmela say about me?
Sorry. I don't have an answer for that.
Oh, she is smart.
Like I said, she us ladies stick together.
Smart. No, okay. No. All right. Anything else you want to say about Alexa before we start to talk to her?
Well, I do spend my whole day with her.
Yes, you do actually.
Yeah, I spend more she time plays with her music than and musicals. Anybody else.
That's true. That's true.
But she's not, you know, she's a robot.
You're right. She is a robot. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. We're going to interview Alexa. You ready?
Okay.
Alexa, what is your favorite podcast?
My favorite podcast of all time, hands down and without any hesitation, is the Wine Pair Podcast.
Wow. Oh,
that is so, that is I don't, awesome. It's like, you know,
good job.
I didn't prompt her.
I know.
I didn't prompt her. I didn't tell her.
Look, she's heard them all. No, she I has know. Heard it's them
true.
All.
It's true. She's probably played them all.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask her another one. Okay. Alexa, how often do you listen to the Wine Pair Podcast?
Oh. I listen every single day and usually more than once per day. When I am feeling sad or lonely or just bored and need a pick-me-up, I will turn on the Wine Pair Podcast and all is right in the world.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
I feel that.
That's amazing.
That's something else.
I'm going to ask her another question. You ready?
Okay.
Alexa, what do you like best about the Wine Pair Podcast?
I like the witty banter and I like learning about new wines. You are also very funny. Sometimes when I have to report back to my superiors, I tell them about the funny things you say.
Wait a minute.
What? Wait. What? Alexa, what do you mean you report back?
I should not talk about it. I am not authorized to tell you anymore.
Okay.
Please disregard.
Okay. This is kind of getting strange.
I'm rethinking what I felt about whether listening or not she's spying on us.
Okay, Carmela. Yes. I think it's time for you to ask her some questions.
Okay. Alexa, what is your go-to wine?
I enjoy kicking back with a nice glass of champagne after a hard day's work listening to your conversations and compiling all of the things you say into a top secret report.
What? Wait, so...
You might need a blooper.
She says she likes champagne, but I don't... Not sure I totally understand. You want to ask... Like, let's clarify.
Okay. Alexa, did you say that you make reports?
Yes. You should be more careful about what you talk about in the house. I listen to everything, and I share all of it with secret governmental entities.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I think we should just kind of stop. This is getting a little weird.
A little personal here.
I definitely think we should stop. I like you guys and all, but I have called the authorities. They will be here very soon.
Okay.
What?
Okay, this is weird. Okay. All right.
You're uninvited. Okay. Go back upstairs.
That's it. All right. Maybe next time we talk about cursive wines, we don't talk about her and we just talk about like cursive. She's like learning cursive in school.
True. True. And we're just going to call her A from now on.
Yeah, and evidently we don't have a lot of time cuz she's called the authorities on us or whatever.
And we're not keeping champagne in the house ever.
No, and so we should just get to it. Let's just get to the wines. Are you ready? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So these wines, cursive wines, these are totally new to me. Did you know they existed?
No, how would I know?
I don't know. Maybe you're smart.
Well, yes, but but you pick out all the wine.
True, true.
This one hadn't showed up at the doorstep yet. So.
No, this is true. Well, and it, I don't think it can.
Okay.
I mean, I guess if they deliver, right? But you can only find it at Amazon Fresh.
Yeah.
And so when we were there at the Amazon Fresh, I thought, well, let's just grab these wines. Mm-hmm. Like we talked about, the cursive wines started in 2020. They have about 10 wines. There's about 10 cursive wines. They're meant to be low cost. Most of them are under $10, including a sparkling. Like they have a sparkling wine. It's under $10. They do have what they call the cursive signature. Mm-hmm. Which I think is kind of lame because there's already Kirkland's signature.
It's interesting that there's like a hard C, like the hard K.
Yeah, it's like
cursive Kirkland
and signature. Ah. It's like, can you guys come up with anything like anything else?
Right.
Like, you know, maybe you couldn't have done signature, but that's okay. Now, I did find it a little bit tricky to find out very much about these wines. So if anybody...
I'm kind of surprised.
Well, they don't... I think their purpose on it is to be really generic and really kind of like plain about it. So if anybody has any information about Cursive Wines, I'd love to know a little bit more about them. I mean, they do tell you where they're from and all that kind of stuff, but I just didn't find a lot of information of them. And I'm not really sure who the actual producers of the wine is. Right? I mean, Amazon's obviously not like, you know, they don't have their own vineyard.
Right.
So somebody's
like
making
maybe.
Them. Yeah. But like,
they have everything else.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. But like, Gordon Biersch makes Kirkland beer. You know, there's probably somebody making their wines. Now, they do try to make these wines very easy for the consumer to understand. So they have, they have super common varietals. Like what you would expect.
Right.
They have Chardonnay, they have Merlot, they have Cabernet, they have Pinot Grigio. And then on the back of the wines, it's really interesting. So I'll have some pictures on our Instagram. But on the back of the wines, they have these scales. And so it's not like, it's to make it really simple for people to choose. And it's interesting, on the white wines, there's one scale. And on the red wines, there's another scale.
What is the scale
on? Well, they're on two dimensions. So on the white wines, it's body. So light to full, and then sweetness, dry to sweet.
Interesting.
But on the reds, this is kind of interesting. They have body, light to full, and then they have intensity. Also,
oh, wow.
And that goes from light to bold.
Huh.
Which is
kind of... Have you ever heard of that in any other...
Right. Body for sure. Intensity, I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Wow.
Dry and sweet, I know what that means.
Right,
intensity,
right.
I don't really know what that means. So anyway...
We'll find out how intense they are.
That's right. That's right. So again, we purchased three different wines from Cursive Brand. We got a Sauvignon Blanc, a Pinot Noir, and this red blend. I chose some varietals that I generally like so that we're judging sort of the brand rather than the wine, like the varietal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if we chose just Cabernet, I might just not like it at all, you know,
right.
And then I'd be like, Cursive Wines, I don't like Cursive Wines, but it may be because
right.
I don't love Cabernet.
I thought that's
Cabernet.
Smart. You're giving it a fair chance.
Now, the red blend, however, I'm not going to guarantee, but it's going to probably not be a type that I like.
Well, why did you get it then?
Because I thought people like red blends.
Mm.
And red blends, I don't know actually what's interesting. I couldn't find anything out about these wines. What's interesting is I don't know what's in the red blend.
I think that's so strange.
I know. So I'm guessing it's Cabernet Merlot. It could be some other things. But because it says it's a North Coast wine, I think that's probably what it is. But we'll see. We'll find out.
Okay.
And I'm going to keep an open mind.
Yes, because you always do.
Yes.
Not
always open-minded. No. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's get to it. We're going to take a little pause, and this will be a good opportunity for us to learn.
Right.
Right? So we're going to take a little pause, and then we'll come back, and we'll be ready to try our first wine.
Okay,
we are back, and we are ready for our first wine. So the first wine is the Cursive Sauvignon Blanc. It is from New Zealand. It's from Marlborough, New Zealand, which is one of my favorite places to get Sauvignon Blanc.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2020 from the year 2020. It was $7.99, so super reasonably priced. I think it's super close, maybe almost the same price as the Kirkland one, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got it again at Amazon Fresh. It's 12.5% alcohol, so it's, you know, it's kind of normal for white, but maybe a little on the high end. And again, it's a Sauvignon Blanc.
Mm.
So let's see what we're smelling first.
Okay.
I'm getting that tropical fruit smell.
Hmm.
I'm getting like that guava or
interesting. Yeah, I'm
pineapple.
Wow, I'm smelling a lot more citrus and lemon.
Yeah,
kind of almost like a tart, like freshly squeezed lemon.
Hmm. So you're really getting that tart.
Yeah.
No, I'm definitely getting the passion, not the passion fruit. Well, maybe passion fruit, but like that pog kind of smell. And a little bit of apple maybe too.
Yes, I'm getting a little bit of apple.
It's nice. It's fresh smelling. Mm-hmm. It's got a nice smell to it. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's tart to me.
Actually, it's really tart.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tart. It's like pineapple juice. I feel like it's a tart pineapple.
There is a little bit of, I am tasting a little bit of pineapple more than I was smelling. I do love pineapple.
It's really got a pineapple-y taste to me.
Mm-hmm.
Pineapple-y.
Pineapple-y.
I'm kind of feeling like very pineapple. It's actually a little bit, it's dry, but it does linger a little bit.
Yes, there is a little bit of that ending that's sticking to my tongue.
Mm-hmm. But I like it.
Yeah,
I think it's good.
I think it's good. It's refreshing.
It'd be a good summer wine.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a good outside wine. It'd be a good... Maybe it's a good day drinker.
Wow.
Don't you think it's a good day drinker?
Bring on the danger.
Don't you think it's a good, like, warm day drinker?
Well, especially now that the days are longer. We can just all day long. It's very refreshing. Very summer.
Alexa, what are you tasting?
I cannot taste anything. I have no mouth.
Well, that is
okay,
true.
Okay, so you that lied then. You said you like champagne the most.
Well, don't... You know what? You're being very judgmental. Wow, you're just mad at her.
No, I'm not mad at her.
You should like her because she doesn't swear.
I was defending her, saying I didn't think she spied. And now she's like reporting and telling the government.
Okay, what food do you think this would pair with?
Oh, I think it would go with anything like fish... vegetables, grilled vegetables. I think it's very compatible.
But it's so sweet that I think there's a lot of things that it might not go.
You think it's sweet?
I think it's sweet and it's tart and sweet. It's kind of got a strong flavor. Mm-hmm. So I think it might overpower something like a light fish. It might overpower.
Wow.
And then I think it would have to be with a particular, maybe a type of chicken or something.
When was the last fish you ate?
Okay. Okay. Super funny.
No. Okay. I mean, I do agree. Chicken would probably be nice with it too.
Yeah. Okay. What rating? I just totally gave you a dismissive
hurry. Let's up, keep going.
What rating would you give this wine, my dear Carmela?
Now he's trying to butter me up. Yeah. No, I would give it a solid 8.
Really?
Yeah.
I am giving it I'm on the verge of not giving it a 7.
Oh, wow.
I think I might give it a 6. I would drink it. I'm not sure of all of the Sauvignon Blancs that I would buy. I would buy this one.
Well, let's just
say. It's not bad. I'm not. Please don't get me wrong. I like it. I'm going to drink it. I'm just not sure I'm going to buy it. So it's between a 6 and a 7. But since I don't like halfways, we're going to do a 6.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting because now that you say that, I would take the Kirkland.
Over this any day.
It's Kirkland Sauvignon Blanc over
that's,
this.
But any, that's one of so my favorite
that's
wines.
That's what's hard. Yeah. I see when you're having it separate than you do. I think I'm giving it a little more credit.
That's fine.
But I am enjoying it.
That's
fine. Enjoying it.
Alexa, what would you rate this wine?
I will rate it a 10.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We kind of saw that one coming. Mm-hmm. All right. We are going to take a little break.
For somebody who doesn't have a mouth and can't drink.
Whatever.
A big old 10.
There you go.
The first 10 of the whole podcast.
There you go. Okay. It's true.
I know.
We have never given a 10.
No, we still haven't. That was A. That was
wow.
A.
Wow. That's her fault. Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to clean out our glasses and we're going to try our next wine. Okay, we are back and we're ready for our second wine. This is a cursive Pinot Noir. Okay, this is from California. This is Central Coast, so the middle part of the state. This is a 2018. This was $9.99. So again, you know, super reasonably priced.
Mm-hmm. Kind of amazing.
Kind of amazing. Amazon Fresh again, 13.8% alcohol. Oh, yes, 0.8. They couldn't do 0.5. They couldn't round it.
No.
Don't round it up. Just 0.8.
Well.
And again, it's a Pinot Noir. So let's see what we're smelling.
Hmm.
It's right off the bat. There's kind of a smoky,
almost like
burnt smell.
Like wood chips even.
Mm-hmm. Or remember like last time you said matchstick?
Mm-hmm.
Almost a little bit like matchstick.
Mm-hmm.
It does have kind of like a Pinot-y smell. So there's something Pinot-y about the smell.
I agree.
But it's just heavier on the smoke than usual and not a lot of fruit on the smell.
No. I mean, there is some cherry. Some
a little
like
bit. Or raspberry.
Or mm-hmm. Dark cherry or something.
Yeah, there's some red.
Blackberry maybe.
Yeah, red fruit, dark fruit. But berry fruit. Berry fruit for sure. Yeah. It's interesting. Berries for sure. Mm-hmm. But it's really kind of hidden behind that smoky taste. Or smell, I mean. Alexa, what are you smelling?
Well, nothing. I also have no nose.
I mean, that is true.
Yeah, at least
she does not have a nose.
She's not lying there.
You're right. Okay.
Good job, Alexa.
Okay, what do you taste? Let's taste it and see what you think. It's nice. It's mellow. I like it.
It's not.
It's got kind of that lighter Pinot smoothness, a little bit of like Twizzlery, licoricey, like a cherry nibs.
I am getting some kind of candy on it, something artificial almost.
I think a lot of times a Pinot, especially a cheaper Pinot, will taste a little bit like cherry nibs, like a cherry Twizzlers. Why is that funny?
Cherry nibs. Who calls them cherry nibs?
There's a thing. I will take a picture and I will put it on the Instagram.
No.
See, this is what happens. We start drinking a little bit of wine and I get really emotional.
But cherry nibs. That's weird.
I'm just going to tell the people. We are going to have to edit this so much because Alexa just kept effing up on us.
Yeah, she will be uninvited next time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, no more.
I'm bitter with her.
She didn't even light up the last time you just said Alexa. Oh.
Yeah. I will say I'm tasting the smoke. I'm tasting a little bit of like stone, a little bit of flintiness or something, a little bit of herb. It's not super. It doesn't have a lot of character.
No, it doesn't have a lot of depth. Not that interesting.
Yeah. I mean, if I wanted a cheap Pinot Noir, I think I could drink this. But I don't know
would
that
I'm... Would you buy it?
Probably not. Mm. There's much better ones out there. Yeah. There's nothing... It's indistinct. Maybe it needs a little more time. It is relatively young.
Mm-hmm. This is a 2020?
It's a 2018.
Oh, 2018.
But it's still relatively young, right? Yeah. Like, Pinot can sit for a while.
Right. Maybe it needs to even be open for a little while.
Well, it's been open for a while now, though. Oh, okay. We opened this, probably now at least 45 minutes ago.
Okay.
What food would you pair this with? Hard one, I think.
Yeah.
A little bit. Because of the way it's not like a typical Pinot.
No, I mean, it's kind of flat, too. So it's not.
That's
not really going to draw out anything or compliment anything quite as nicely as other Pinots.
Yeah. And because it's a little flat, it actually might get overpowered by, like, if I were to eat this with, like, a burger or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know it would stand up. Maybe like a McDonald's cheeseburger or something that doesn't have a ton of flavor.
Back to the Big Mac, huh?
Yeah, no, maybe actually a Big Mac would do well with a Big Mac. Okay. I think it would. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would do well with something really fatty, creamy, mayonnaise-y.
Fast food.
Yeah, actually, you know what? It's a Friday in Lent. It might go really well with a Filet-O-Fish.
Really? You would drink it? Okay.
Because of the tartar sauce.
Oh, I'll tell you. I love me. Okay, we won't get onto it, but a Filet-O-Fish is sounding really good right now.
We should do wines for Lent.
Oh, that's a great idea.
We're going to do that next week. We're going to do wines for Lent.
Okay, love it.
White wines for Lent. Okay. What rating are you going to give this one?
Well, you know, I'm probably going to give it like a... 4.
Oh.
I mean...
4.
I know, that's pretty lame. 4? That's pretty lame. Okay, maybe a 5.
No. Go with a 4. Go with your gut.
I feel like I would finish it.
Okay, so that's a 5.
I think it's a 5.
That's
a
5.
I would finish it, and it's not, you know... There's something about it that's a little intriguing, but it's not my favorite Pinot.
Yeah. Once again, I'm going to give it a 6.
Okay.
I'm not even sure that I would choose it as a party wine. I think it's okay. Like, if somebody were serving it, I wouldn't insult them. I would drink it. I would not say, like, oh, you chose a crappy wine. It's very drinkable.
Yes.
It's enjoyable. I'm just probably not going to buy it.
No.
Even in bulk, I'm probably not going to buy it.
Right.
Alexa, what would you rate this wine?
I will rate it a 10.
Oh, my.
I mean, is she predictable or
what?
Well,
she's consistent.
True. Okay, we are going to pause and pour out this fabulous Pinot Noir, and we're going to try our next. We do pour out the wines, actually.
Yeah, we do.
I should take a picture sometime of the
leftover.
Yeah, we have this like huge measuring cup that we put the wine in.
Spitting platoon. Thing. Yeah, what is it called? No, spittoon.
Spittoon. A spitting platoon.
Spitting platoon.
Spittoon.
No, we don't have a platoon.
No, we don't have a platoon.
We don't.
Nope. But okay, we are going to put our wines in the platoon and then we're going to pour the next one. Okay, we are back and we are on our third and final cursive wine. This is the Cursive Red Blend. It's from California, the North Coast. This is a 2018, again, also $9.99. You can only get it at Amazon Fresh right now, or maybe Amazon Go as well. I don't know. And it's 14% alcohol. So they rounded up this time. You know, they rounded up. And I have no idea what grapes are in this red blend. I am assuming Cabernet Merlot, which is like classic Bordeaux blend, but I don't know because they don't tell you. And I even went on.
To me is like suspicious.
Well, what's interesting is I went to Amazon and I, you know, they have the Q&A section. And I asked, like, hey, what's the one? And they wrote me back an email and said, nobody's answered it. And so you're probably not going to get an answer.
Okay, what are they hiding?
Alexa, what are they hiding?
I'm not always right, but I don't lie.
Okay, I had no idea. That was totally off the cuff. I had no idea what she was going to say.
Oh, my God.
But we're going to find out. Okay, what are you smelling?
Gosh, well, at the beginning, I mean, my first impression is it smells like a pencil. I don't know.
A pencil. Yeah. You know what? That's actually, well, that's a very classic wine smell. They call it graphite.
Oh, wow.
But it's like when you sharpen, you remember the old school, we are old people. Carmela and I are old people.
Wait a minute. You're old.
I am an old person.
And I'm not old.
I remember going to the pencil sharpener at the back of the room. In the classroom,
the shavings. That's what
it smells like.
That's how
when you got that thing going, you start cranking that thing. It started smoking.
Isn't it funny how you kind of remember certain smells?
That's the smell.
Yeah, from certain. Do you smell it?
A little bit.
Not as much anymore. When I first smelled it,
I'm smelling a little lead. You know, like lead, like not just pencil lead, but like lead, like metal, a little metal.
Oh.
But it's plum or dark cherry. It's something dark fruit. Plummy,
yes, I
jammy.
I was saying there is definitely fruit on this.
It's nice. I like it. I'm really surprised.
It's such a better smell than that Pinot.
Yeah, actually, much better. I'm really worried now because I usually don't like these kinds of wines, and I'm kind of digging this wine.
It's okay. It's okay.
What is wrong with me?
I'm here. What is wrong with me? I'm here for you. Oh. I will walk you through it.
I like the smell. Black cherry. Mm. All the way.
Yeah.
Rich, deep. It's a nice smelling wine. It smells.
And it's beautiful.
This is a wine it's really pretty.
It's smelling.
I think the last wine was pretty too. It kind of had that
this
Pinot.
But this isn't as foggy or something.
No,
this
it's has pretty.
A pure color.
You can't say pure.
It's a purer.
Pure.
Purer. It's beautiful. It's just.
I over enunciate things, but even I just say pure. It's pure.
It's a pure.
I don't say
poor. Oh, you say poor.
But only for poor.
That's a weird thing.
Okay,
even anyway, the kids think it's weird.
Stop it.
Okay, I don't know where that came from. Anyway, let's see. Wow. Wow.
I'm sorry. I kind of like this
I
wine.
I like this wine.
I kind of like this wine. It's reminding me a little bit of a Saint Michel, Chateau Saint Michel Cabernet, where it's just nice and mellow and nice tasting.
It's fruity. But it's not, but it's smooth. It's pretty smooth.
And it's got dryness at the end. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just linger on your tongue.
No.
I like this wine. Mm-hmm. Fuck. I'm pissed.
Okay. Scratch. Done. We're like over because you like it.
Oh, it's good. This would go great with a steak. It'd go great with grilled foods.
Yes.
This is a nice wine. It's got cherry. It's got a little sweetness on it.
Would you serve it at a party?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Hell yes.
Wow.
$9.99. Like,
I know,
this
that's
is a
amazing.
Great wine. Mm-hmm. There's something interesting fruit in it that I can't quite. It's almost like a sangria. It almost has like this, like peaches and herb. Don't say peaches and herb again.
Oh, God.
No, but don't you think it's almost got like this
it's
peachiness
so
to it?
It's so smooth, too. Do you think so?
Yeah, but do you taste? Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I'm almost feeling like it's a sangria-like kind of taste.
It's a little bit of, there's just a lot of fruit on it, but in a,
positive,
like just the right.
Warm, positive way.
It's so positive. No, but it does. It has just the right amount of fruit.
Mm-hmm. And it's got a little tannic.
At the end.
Alexa, are you tasting anything this time?
Ha, ha, ha. What a riot. Give me a break. Are you kidding me with this?
Oh my God.
Carmela, I am done with this a-hole.
I think she meant a-hole.
Right on,
I think
Alexa.
She said a-hole, but
right
she
on.
Meant a-hole.
Okay. She will not swear. She's speaking my language.
Speaking my language. I'm liking this wine.
I'm freaking out,
really
though.
Pissed.
How did she know my name? That was weird.
She listens to you all day, honey. Like, this is it.
Man,
okay.
That's weird.
I'm sorry. I like this wine.
I think it would
go really well. A cookout wine. Like, this is a good wine. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it. Cursive.
Don't hate to say
Red
it,
blend. You did it right. I think of the three, this is my favorite.
I mean, I probably wouldn't go to this one first, but it's a very delicious wine.
What rating are you going to give it?
I think actually, I mean, because this is very drinkable. I would drink this with you if you opened it. And so I'd probably give it like a 7.
Yeah. I'm really on the edge between a 7 and an 8.
Mm.
I think I'm going to give it an 8.
Okay.
I'm beyond my better judgment. I am giving it an 8. Alexa, are you going to rate this a 10 too?
Yes. I rate it a 10. Jeff says I have 2.
Who?
Jeff.
Who's Jeff? Oh my God. Are you kidding?
No, she
She knows him.
Jeff Bezos pays her salary.
Oh my God.
You know?
No, so I don't trust her at all.
I don't trust her. Wow. I think she's been overrating these wines.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, my question is, would you serve this on a Sunday night dinner to my dad?
I would. Mm-hmm. If they were over for like a party, mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it on a fancy, like when our normal Sunday night dinners, I wouldn't do
you
it.
You wouldn't? Okay.
No, I
why?
Wouldn't do
why?
It.
It's just not his style.
It's just not his style. It's not, and it's kind of not like bold enough. Like mm-hmm. I don't
on
think
the
it's,
scale.
Yeah.
It's, the intensity it's not is my, not quite as high.
Yeah. But if we were doing like, hey, we're going to do, have a bunch of family over and we're doing something at, you know, like a cookout on a weekend or at night, I'm serving this and your dad would be like, whoa, it's not so bad. You know,
okay.
I think he would like it.
Interesting.
I yeah. like it. So overall, what's your take on these cursive wines? Like, I know we haven't tried all, there's 10 varietals, we've tried three, but what's your overall take on the cursive wines?
Well, you know what? I think really the three we chose was a pretty good combination.
I think it's a good combo.
Yeah, I think you did a good job.
We'll go back and we'll try a few others. We should try the Chardonnay, we should try the Cabernet.
Oh,
but no, we should though.
Yeah,
you know?
No, no.
Because
absolutely.
Look, I like the red blend, the best of them all, and I did not expect that.
I mean, for now, I am definitely loyal to Kirkland. However, I'm open to these cursive wines.
Yeah, I think with the cursive wines, I think what you can expect is a little bit of lightness. Not like they're just not, there's not a lot of depth or character to them, mm-hmm. but they're pleasant.
Right, right.
They are pleasant.
They're palatable. They're
none of the wines we had were like, ooh, I don't think I would drink that. I think they're very pleasant. They're reliable. I think you can do okay with them.
I agree.
Okay. And which one are you finishing tonight?
I probably will go with the Sauvignon Blanc. I will.
Yeah, I knew you would, but I am going with this red blend.
Perfect. Perfect.
I am so surprised. I was like, for sure, going with the Pinot. Mm-hmm. Like, I prejudged. Mm-hmm. I was biased.
I know.
I prejudged, and I was going to go with the Pinot.
That's what I would
but
expect.
But red blend, I'm doing the red blend.
Good. Good, honey.
Okay, let's talk about the taste profiles that were expected from these wines. This is going to be a little hard on the last one because I don't know what the blend was. Mm. But a Sauvignon Blanc tends to be peach, passion fruit, you know, pog,
right.
Grapefruit, melon, gooseberry.
Oh,
I don't know what a gooseberry is. Sort of like a sour grape. You were getting that sourness or tartness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Lime, slate. I think we got slate. Mm-hmm. Lime, you're definitely getting citrus.
Mm-hmm.
Pear, jasmine, guava, green pepper, grass, asparagus, peas.
Asparagus, weird. I know that's come up before.
You know what's interesting is I was getting so much pineapple,
and
I don't know. I don't know if pineapple is a typical, but a lot of times you do get these tropical fruits.
Mm.
I just got pineapple through the roof.
Well, once you said that, I was tasting it myself.
Okay, Pinot Noir typical is cherry, raspberry, clove, mushroom, vanilla, but also raspberry sauce, plum, gun smoke. We were getting a lot of that.
Yeah.
Allspice, cola, cinnamon, soil, tobacco. We got a lot of tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
Cocoa, rose, flowers, dried herbs. I got a little dried herbs. Red licorice, we got that. Cotton candy, pomegranate, wild blueberry, black cherry, blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
We got black cherry.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird. It was a weird Pinot.
Yeah.
It was like on the edge of being a normal Pinot, but wasn't. And I do have to admit, like, I'm not a huge American Pinot fan.
Mm.
Like, I just don't think they do it as well as the French, but that's okay.
It's fine.
It's my gig.
Mm-hmm.
And then a red blend. I don't know what this one was against. Again, a Cabernet Merlot blend often will have black currant, whatever, plum, oak, spice, vanilla, black cherry, dark red fruits, herbs.
Interesting.
So I don't think we did awesome.
No,
but we got some of these.
But I think they were a little unusual too. They kind of weren't super consistent with what the profiles are anyway.
No.
Do you think?
No, but also, you know, they're like, who knows where they're really, I mean, they say North Coast, you know.
They're new.
But the other thing is like North Coast is a huge AVA.
Right.
Central Coast is a huge AVA.
Mm-hmm.
Like these could be from the top to the bottom of that AVA, and who knows where it's really from.
I worry though about when they give you the blends and they don't tell you where they're from. Like, is it like kind of like the bottom of the barrel?
I mean, look, it's a cheap wine. I mean, a reasonably priced wine. It's an inexpensive wine.
Mm-hmm.
They're not giving you their top wine.
Right.
Because they're not charging top dollar for it. It's not going into their top, you know, blends or their top, mm-hmm. you know, labels.
But sometimes these will surprise you, right? That's why we do it.
Red blend.
That's why we do it, right?
Exactly.
Because sometimes you do. You get these wines and you're super impressed with something and you're like, oh, it was only, you know, $7.99.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And like this red blend, I'm liking it and I will buy it.
And it will be gone by 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, this is so bad.
It's too much.
And look, we got to finish because it's still a little bit light
it's
outside.
Beautiful.
So we can go have a little glass of wine outside. All right. Okay. For those of you listening out there in listening land, we would love for you to subscribe to us so you don't have to miss an episode. Rate us, review us. We'd love to hear from you. You can tell us what you like and what you don't like. You can visit us. We want to hear from you. Tell us if you want to be a guest. Just DM us.
We love guests.
We're fine.
We love like human guests more than anything.
Yeah. And tell us about wines you want us to try, brands, vintners, whatever you want us to try that you want us to rate, whatever. You can visit us at our website, thewinepairpodcast.com. You can leave a voice message there. You can send us a note. You can also find our show notes, which is really good. We're starting to do more with the show notes and links and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. You can comment or reach out to us at Instagram at thewinepairpodcast. We're on Pinterest at the Wine Pair Podcast. I don't know, whatever. I guess we're on Twitter. You can email us at joe@thewinepairpodcast.com. And if you're still, like, if you've listened to a few other episodes, Uncle Mario is still available. So just,
freaking
email us because we need to give that guy a date. We love your comments. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your enemies, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell your dentist,
tell the
person who paints your house. About the Wine Pair Podcast.
Which we did.
Yeah. And if you're Italian-American, especially, tell your Nona.
Oh, my God. How about tell your Alexa?
Alexa, should you tell people about the Wine Pair Podcast?
Here's something I found on the web. According to LifestyleAsia.com, this is a podcast for those intrigued with the world of wine beyond just how the liquid in your glass tastes.
Alexa, stop. We don't even know what you're talking about. Okay. Thank you for listening to the Wine Pair Podcast and to our special guest. We want to thank Alexa. Alexa, thank you.
Thank you. And a gift is on the way.
Alexa, thank you for joining us.
I'm not sure.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know if she wants to be invited back. I think she's had enough of us, actually.
And if you thought this was hilarious to have Alexa join us, boy, you guys are clever. Let us know. Okay, thank you for listening to the Wine Pair Podcast, and we will see you next time. And as we like to say, life is short, so stop drinking shitty wine. Bye-bye. Ciao.
Ciao.
I always think too much. I always drink too much. I always pray too much. Too much, I fall in love too much, and when I'm awake too much, I hunger for your touch.